Books about the past can sometimes help us understand the present day. Other times, they give us a window into things we thought we knew about, but we were wrong. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of novels about aspects of the American past you might have missed. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. As regular listeners have probably begun to surmise, I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan of historical fiction, and the two books I have today both achieve the blend of information and imagination that makes this genre like eating delicious food that's also good for you. Let's start with The Peacock Feast by writer and psychoanalyst Lisa Gornick. It is a complex and extremely powerful multi-generational family story, a fictional one, yet it is built on a scaffolding of fact. The Peacock Feast was a real event, a rather disgusting party thrown in 1914 by the wealthy decorative artist Louis Tiffany, he of the stained glass, at his estate in Oyster Bay, Long Island. Gornick gives Tiffany a fictional maid and gardener who become the parents of the main character in her book, Prudence Theat. We first meet Prudence almost 100 years after the Peacock Feast, at the end of a lonely life, when out of nowhere comes a woman named Grace who says she is her grandniece. The meeting of Prudence and Grace, and the box of mementos that Grace has brought, occasions the unspooling of the stories of their lives. These stories take us from the early part of the 20th century to the present day, to settings including the New York of the 20s and 30s, the office of Anna Freud in London, a hippie commune in Mendocino, a café in the town of Lille-sur-la-Sorgue in France. The members of Prudence and Grace's family have endured a great deal of tragedy, and while some of it is caused by the random cruelty of fate, almost every loss is increased by the way the characters respond. You will be thinking for a long time after you read this book about the way we compound our own tragedies by closing down, walking away, and avoiding further risk. Too much prudence requires some grace, it seems, and this book offers that possibility on many levels. Dawson's Fall by Roxana Robinson is based on the story of the author's great-grandfather, Frank Dawson, who came as a young man from England to fight with the Confederacy. Shortly after the war, he met her great-grandmother, Sarah, who grew up in antebellum Louisiana, her family ruined by the war. Both he and she are progressive-minded by nature, but all around them, the South is still immersed in the hatred of the war, a hotbed of lynchings, duels, and sexual assaults. After each chapter, Robinson includes reprints of contemporary news stories of murders and violence. Dawson himself is a journalist, and his paper, The Charleston News and Courier, is none too popular for agitating against racism and racist violence. But Dawson's Fall, as the title would have it, comes from an unexpected quarter. Their Swiss nanny begins an affair with a seedy doctor, and things go very badly indeed. This tersely written, meticulously researched novel is a war story, a love story, and an account of a shocking true crime set amid the ingrained violence, toxic masculinity, and racism of 19th century Southern culture. Somehow, it doesn't feel as far away as it should.
The books are The Peacock Feast by Lisa Gornick and Dawson's Fall by Roxana Robinson. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. Don't forget to check out Sarah Blake's The Guest Book. It's the pick for the June meeting of the Weekly Reader Book Club at Burden Hand in Charles Village. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.